Party.
Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Unfaithful.
Brian, can you come here a minute?
What?
I've written an email to the local Labour Party. How do you bring the emojis up?
You press this key here.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, can you... Don't go away. Can you find me a sad face lamenting the decline of international socialism?
Probably not, but there's a gif here of Karl Marx crying to a red handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. OK, great. Got to dash.
Are you going out?
Yeah, I've got my women's group.
Women's group? Yeah, right.
Sorry. What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Claire, admit it. Women's group is just an excuse to moan about media girlfriends.
I know this is going to come as a shock to your male ego, Brian, but you are not actually the centre of my existence, the focus of my interest, nor even the topic of my conversations. Goodbye.
Please moan about me. Yeah, I'm sure she'll be here in a minute. I mean, she knows it's today. I reminded her before she went to work this morning, and well, she knows the time because I texted her just now. Maybe I should... text her again. Maybe we could start without her?
Well, we can't really do that, because it's couples counselling.
Both of you need to be.
Yeah, but I could fill you in on some background details while we're waiting, who we are, what we do, what she's done wrong.
I don't think that'll work.
Can I ask, does the session start when she arrives, or has it already started?
It started already.
So I'm already paying for it?
Yes, the session began on the hour.
So the meter is running, so to speak?
If you want to think of it like that.
Let me give her a call.
Hello, everybody. I'm Claire.
Hi.
Where the hell have you been?
The hell that is modern Britain, Brian. I've been trying to alleviate the despair and suffering caused by a government that doesn't care. And I had to pop to Waitrose, we ran out of feta.
I'm Vanessa, and this is my husband, Clive.
Oh, sorry. I do beg your pardon. Hello.
Oh, fancy that. It's a couple that counsels couples.
Indeed.
To share a life and a job. That is unusual. I know I couldn't work with Brian.
It works for us.
So far.
And so, do you feel that being married lends you a certain insight into other couples' problems?
Well, I don't know about insight, but it is certainly easier to empathise.
Clients feel
still talking, Clive.
Sorry.
With people who've shared similar, if not the same, experiences.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me saying, Clive, you seem awfully tired.
I've not had much sleep recently. I've been on the sofa.
But this isn't about you. Is it, Clive?
No.
Yeah, I'm with Vanessa. Look, this is all very nice, getting to know each other, but can we... It's just that Claire's already late. I don't really want to pay for a chit-chat.
Well, yeah, we understand.
Yeah, I mean, £45 an hour is quite steep.
Oh, I see, Brian. You don't think our relationship is worth £45 an hour?
You want to split it with me?
No.
Well, there we go.
It's your thing, Brian. You can pay for it. You know what I think of therapy.
What do you think of therapy?
She thinks therapy is, and I quote, navel-gazing for middle-class self-indulgent tosspots. End of quote.
I'm sorry, little question. Do I actually have to be here since Brian seems to be fully versed in everything that I think?
I think before the session goes on, there are a couple of misapprehensions that need to be cleared up.
What, that therapy can assist self-expression and promote good mental health?
No, that it's £60 an hour, not 45.
What?
And it's 50 minutes, not an hour.
50 minutes?
That's right.
I'm sorry, but it said £45 on your website, and I should know because I shopped around on therapyfinder.com.
£45 plus £15 for the hire of the room here at the clinic.
Yeah, so when would it be £45?
Well, if, for example, the session was held at your home.
Oh, I didn't even know that was an option.
It's clearly stated on the website.
I think what Vanessa is
trying... Don't tell me what I'm trying to say, Clive.
No, Clive, don't do that.
So, to clarify, it's £60 for 50 minutes.
Right, so that's £1.20 a minute. Bloody hell, that's 2p a second!
If you say so.
2p a second? Even Arsenal don't charge that much.
Brian, darling, I'm worth it.
I don't know what you're being so smug about. It's your fault we're here.
My fault? Why is it my fault?
Because you're the one that had the affair.
Well, Brian, I can understand why you're anxious that we address such a painful and difficult issue as soon as possible. So, let us begin the session in earnest.
Yeah, great, but before we do, can I ask Claire a question?
By all means.
Did you bring the car?
Why?
We could all jump in it and pop home.
I didn't bring the car.
Or we could get a cab. How much would it be from here to there? You know, 5-6 quid top, still be a saving.
Too late for that, I'm afraid. The room's already been paid for.
Oh, right.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brian, stop sulking.
Oh, you'll do what? Give me something to sulk about? Like, what, have an affair?
Is anybody watching that new Scandi crime drama, The Flyover? It's about a traffic warden on the autistic spectrum.
Brian, there's a box of tissues on the table. Use as many as you want.
Thank you.
I believe it's called Motorvejsbroen in the original Danish.
I haven't seen it yet, but I loved Motorvejsbroen.
Clive.
Sorry.
Claire, help yourself to tissues.
I beg your pardon? Sorry, why would I want tissues?
I just wanted to let you know that this is a safe zone to release your feelings. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. I'm a social worker, Vanessa. I don't do crying. If I had cried every time I'd witnessed a distressing scene at work, I would have trenches running down the middles of my cheeks.
The physical act of crying can be very beneficial.
Yeah, no, actually, Brian does all the crying in this relationship.
Yeah, good reason.
Well, we seem to have jumped right in at the deep end.
Perhaps we should discuss...
we should discuss the alleged affair.
There's nothing alleged about it.
Claire, Brian believes that you had an affair. Is this true?
I'm sorry, do you mind if I take this?
Well, actually...
No, it's just that it's my work, OK? It's just I'm part of a fourth emergency service and crises don't tend to stop for personal soul searching.
Well, our policy...
Hello? Joan? Yeah, I know. I'm busy at the moment. That's right, yeah, that load of all bollocks. How do you deal with it? On my desk. Well, check with the others first, but I'm actually happy with custard creams. Bye, Joan. Sorry. Back in the room. What was the question?
Brian believes you had an affair. Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to tell us about it?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Well, share any details?
No.
Share any feelings?
No.
So why have you come to therapy?
I have my reasons.
Would you like to share them with us?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Even hinted them?
Nope.
Yes, Brian, you want to say something?
Yeah, this is costing me 2p a second. Maybe you could try a different approach.
That's a good idea. Maybe you could ask Brian how he found out about my infidelity.
Brian, how did you find out...
Brian, how did you find out about Claire's infidelity?
Vanessa, I wanted to ask that question.
Clive, it doesn't matter who asks the question as long as the question is asked.
But you're asking all the questions.
Ask the question, Clive.
Brian. How did you find out about Claire's infidelity?
Well...
Actually, before Brian answers, is everybody comfortable with us using the word infidelity?
Yeah, I suppose
so. Oh, I love it. It's both erotically charged and judgmental at the same time.
I read it in an email.
One of my emails.
One of Claire's emails.
One of my private emails.
Yes, one of your private emails. An email I had no right to see.
It must have occurred to you, Brian, that if you hadn't been spying on my personal correspondence, you would never have found out about the infidelity.
But still it happened.
But you wouldn't have known about it.
If a tree falls in the forest but nobody hears it fall, has it actually fallen?
Exactly how is that supposed to help, Clive?
Oh, I was just... Oh, never mind.
Look, I shouldn't have gone through Claire's private emails, it's true, but... I paid a terrible price. To read Claire confessing to adultery in black and white.
It must have been a terrible shock. When was this?
Saturday afternoon. I just got back from the football and there was nobody at home.
Tell us what happened.
Oh, there's not much to tell. Typical QPR performance, loads of possession. Totally wasteful in front of goal. Fulham, on the other hand, managed one attack and score.
I don't think Vanessa and Clive want to hear about the football, Brian.
Well, I certainly don't need to hear about it. I was there.
Oh, you Rangers.
Fulham. Oh. And I have to disagree with you about the one attack. We put you under a lot of pressure in the second half.
If you call getting the ball over the halfway line pressure.
Rubbish. Rangers were on the top.
Clive. I'm sorry, Clive gets a bit carried away sometimes.
Beg your pardon?
This session is about Claire and
course,
Brian.
Of course.
You never told me you went to the football.
Sure I did.
No, you didn't.
Do I have to tell you everywhere I go?
We'll discuss this later, Clive. Where were we?
I think we were discussing Brian's shameful and unforgivable betrayal of trust when he hacked into my computer and read my private emails.
Which is, of course, a much greater betrayal of trust than the sordid shenanigans I read about in them.
Brian, tell me, did you suspect Claire of being unfaithful?
No, not at all. Never have.
So why were you looking through Claire's private...
And personal
emails?
Well, I wanted to find out what Claire had bought me for my birthday.
Why is it so important?
Well, because I get very anxious when it comes to receiving presents. I'm a person pleaser. I like to give people a good response. I'm rubbish at disguising disappointment, but if I know what I'm getting in advance, I can fake enthusiasm.
And that's why you read Claire's emails, because you don't like getting surprises.
He likes them even less now, don't you, Brian?
Oh, look at her. She's enjoying this.
Nobody said I couldn't.
Can we get back to the Saturday afternoon?
You'd opened up Claire's computer.
And we'll go through her emails.
You did it again.
Did what, Clive?
You talked over me.
No, I didn't.
She did, didn't she?
Clive, not very professional.
Oh, like you are.
Could you repeat the question?
Well, could you pay a bit more attention? It is your money.
That's a bit snappy.
She can be. You'd think she was the one on the sofa.
The question, Brian, was why did you look in the emails?
Do you see what's happened, Clive? Thanks to you, the clients are interviewing each other, and we are surplus to requirements.
Shut up!
Oh, don't tell me to shut up.
I was hoping to find an invoice from the Apple store saying that you'd bought one of those iWatches. When they came out, I thought they were a bit of a gimmick, but my friend Simon swears...
I've got one.
Right.
They're really good.
Are they, yeah.
You bought an iWatch? How much did you spend on that?
Well, it's my money.
Well, I've not seen you wearing an iWatch.
Because I keep it in my pocket.
Because you didn't want me to see it.
I don't care if you see it. Look, here it is.
Hello, Claire Barker. Oh, hello, Joan. Right. Listen, Joan, if a client falls in the canal, you just have to get them out. There is no protocol. No, the important thing is to get them out.
Nobody's listening to me.
That's the priority. Okay, we'll see if there's somebody around who can swim.
I demand to be heard.
Hi, Joan.
Thank you. Whilst innocently looking through Claire's emails, I happen to stumble upon one from Claire's friend, Megan, whose marriage is going through a shaky patch. It turns out that she met a man at Scottish country dancing and is thinking of having a fling with him. What?
I thought we were making a joke.
Hello, Joan? Joan, calm down. Joan, I can't understand what you're saying. You need to take some deep breaths. Okay, Joan, now tell me, exactly how many clients are there in the water? Yes, I'm sure it's difficult if they're bobbing up and down, but... No, hang on, if they're still bobbing up and down, that's a good sign. Yeah, we'll get them to swim over to the shopping trolley and hold on to it. Okay, bye.
Right, so Claire writes an email back to say that infidelity is a lot more common than people think and that she, Claire, has been unfaithful in the past. And Megan asks, is this since you've known Brian? And Claire says yes. Oh!
I'm sorry, Joan, I can't talk. Brian's got to a good bit.
It must have been very upsetting.
Very upsetting.
Still talking, Clive.
You'd finished.
No, I hadn't.
Oh, well, sorry for barging in. What were you about to say?
Well, I was about to say very upsetting indeed.
God's teeth.
Hi, Joan. Oh, well done. Only came up to your waist. Well, that was still very brave of you, Joan. Are all the clients okay? Good. No, Joan, we can't eat them if they've been in the canal. You're going to have to get some more. The counselling. Oh, it's going okay. Thanks for asking. Brian is currently trying to squirm out of responsibility for going through my emails. I'll keep you informed. Bye. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Brian. You were saying?
Carry on, Brian.
Well, I stood there staring at the words for what seemed like an eternity, as if looking at them would somehow make them change or turn the clock back. I remember crying until I had no more tears left to cry.
And then what did you do?
I read the rest of the emails, you know, looking for my birthday present, but you know, my heart just wasn't in it.
Oh, let's all feel sorry for Brian, shall we?
See what I'm dealing with?
I have to say, Claire, your response does seem somewhat lacking in empathy.
Vanessa, I'm a social worker.
Oh, here we go.
My engine runs on empathy, and I don't mind telling you that at the end of each day... all that's left in the tank are fumes. So if you think I'm going to waste precious compassion on poor, maligned, mistreated Brian here, you have got another think coming.
But you acknowledge his distress.
I acknowledge the fact that when Brian decides to play the victim, all that's needed is a violin accompaniment.
That really hurts, that does.
Oh, really? Yes, so Brian, I'm interested. Why haven't you told Vanessa and Clive here about your affair?
Because that was totally different.
You had an affair?
Sort of.
How can you sort of have an affair?
It wasn't an affair, it was a one-night stand. And it was with the wrong person.
Can you elucidate?
It was a few years back. Brian had developed a crush on Gnarly.
Gnarly?
Thomas's nanny.
Thomas?
My son.
So Brian had feelings for your elderly mother?
Oh, nanny! Nanny in a childcare sense, Clive.
That wasn't clear. That wasn't clear at all.
And Brian and Gnarly had an affair.
It was nothing as mundane as that.
Did you think it was clear? Did you think it was clear?
I'm sorry, Clive. Do you mind? I'm trying to listen to this.
You know, I think you must tell the story, Brian. They must hear it from your own lips, or they might not believe it.
But, well, Gnarly's sister, Newley, was staying at our place, and I'd gone to bed, and, well, it was dark, and so when someone crept into my room...
You had sex with the wrong person.
Twice, but... This is my point. It was entirely physical. On an emotional level, I was never unfaithful to Claire.
Oh, that is great, Brian. You are the only person I know who would try and claim the moral high ground on the basis of your own idiocy.
What was the attraction with Gnarly?
Well, she's young, pretty, well turned out. In retrospect, it might not have even been about her. It could have just been the sexual confusion of a male in a midlife crisis. But you must be familiar with that phenomenon.
No, what makes you say that?
So, no, in your work as couples therapist.
Oh, in our work, yeah. Yes.
Very familiar.
Oh, yes, we're all too familiar with that scenario, aren't we, Clive?
Yeah, the point is, it's not something I'm proud of, but I owned up to it the minute Newley threatened to tell Claire.
And do you still have feelings for the nanny?
For Gnarly? No, I've analysed my feelings and recognised them to be the product of the place and the personal and emotional situation I was in at the time.
Plus, Gnarly assured me she found you physically repellent.
I don't think she meant to use the word repellent. English isn't her first language.
So I suggest we both call it one all, to borrow a football phrase, put it behind us and move on with our lives.
No!
Why not?
Because it's totally different. I was completely open about my infidelity.
Because you had no choice.
Yeah, because I had no choice, yes, but also because I knew that having everything out in the open would be the only way we could work through it. I don't know anything about your infidelity except that it happened. I don't know the who, the when, the why.
The how.
Actually, you can keep the how to yourself. I don't want to know that, but I need the others or I'll never get closure.
Well, tough. It's not going to happen.
But you have to.
I don't have to do anything.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yes, I can.
No, he can't. I was there when the barber pointed out the beginnings of his bald patch. There was tears, there was wailing, there was rolling around the floor amongst the cuttings. It was horrible to watch.
Just tell me.
I won't.
Make her tell me.
We can't compel anyone to say anything. We're couples counsellors, not the Gestapo.
God, mein Führer.
Right, well, I anticipated this, and you know what I've done? I've made a list of every man Claire has known since I started going out with her.
Why?
To read aloud while you two analyse her face for any telltale tics, spasms or twitches.
I don't think that would be ethical.
Well, it might be fun, though.
Be quiet.
Well, if you're not prepared to help, I'll do both. It might just take a little bit longer. Right, here goes. Adam Lee.
Adam Lee, I remember Adam Lee. He spoke with a lisp. Whatever happened to Adam Lee?
Sorry, could you not interrupt or we'll not get through them all? Adam Lee. Aidan Watts. Alan Pickstock. Alexander Armitage. Alistair Smith. Anthony Lewis. Anthony Jobling. Andrew Mortar. Anwar Hulduk. Antonio Di Nascimento. Will Prentice. Wiley Coyote McMahon. Walter Broom. Wendell Heap. Winston Njoko Suleiman. Xerxes Palathinaikos. Lu Xiaoping. Xavier Hopley Gantwich. Zachary Picon Flannery. Zane Trout. Zebediah Blott.
What makes you so sure it's a man?
Oh, crying out loud!
Does the thought of Claire in a same-sex relationship make you angry?
No, but the thought of me having to compile another list does.
What if Claire's lover, for want of a better word, was a woman.
How would that make you feel?
I'm still talking, Clive.
Oh, for pity's sake. So what piece of worldly wisdom did I interrupt this time?
I was about to say,
I don't know. On an emotional level, I would still feel betrayed. But somehow, on a physical level, Claire cheating on me with a woman wouldn't be so painful to visualise.
I see.
No need for you to visualise, Clive.
I was doing no such thing.
For the record, it's a man.
Yeah, well, thank you for that tiny tidbit of information.
Yes, thank you, Claire. But why have you decided to share it with us?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, possibly because the image of me having sex with a woman didn't torment Brian as much as I imagined it would.
So who was it?
No, Brian. I am not going to give him up that easily. Tiny clue, however, I will tell you that his name was not on your list.
Was it the chap who laid the floorboards in our kitchen? I don't know what he was called, but he used to get very flirty whenever he told you where he sourced his pie.
May I make an observation here?
If you must, Clive.
There seems to be an element of vindictiveness in Claire's treatment of Brian.
You noticed that?
Yes, I did. And I drew certain conclusions from it. Conclusions which, on balance...
Spit it out, Clive.
What I'm saying is that the traditional roles of the wayward partner and the wrong spouse have been reversed. Figuratively speaking, she is making him sleep on the sofa.
In English?
She committed the infidelity, but he is the one being punished.
Yeah, and where's the remorse? I, for one, would like a bit of remorse.
Claire?
Sorry, what? Oh, sorry, yeah, well, what can I say? I mean, life's not fair.
That's very harsh.
Okay. In the interests of full disclosure, I am prepared to give Brian the information he so desperately seeks.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Some socks.
What?
I bought you some socks for your birthday.
That was a little mean.
No, it wasn't. He needs socks.
She's not taking this seriously. Tell her to take it seriously.
We are reaching the end of the session, so with 10 minutes to go...
10 minutes? We're going to run out of time.
Well, don't worry. We can pick up where we left off at the next session.
I can't afford another session. We'll have to sort it out today.
Well, that's wholly unrealistic. Something like this takes time.
Time and nurturing. An affair can be enormously damaging to a relationship. Indeed, some never survive it. But with honesty, consideration, kindness and forgiveness, especially forgiveness, I believe a couple can not only reconcile, but move forward. Wouldn't you agree, Vanessa? Vanessa?
You are full of it, aren't you, Clive?
Vanessa, professionalism.
Would you like to hear my thoughts on adultery, Brian and Claire? Adultery once can possibly be moved on from, but twice, and somebody mentioning no names, would be pushing their bleeding luck.
I told you, there was no second time.
Clive's right. It was only the once, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Brian.
What?
It never stops. I am still sleeping with him. I'm sorry.
Please, Claire, tell me who it is.
I don't think Claire is going to surrender that information, Brian. And in a way, the identity of the third party is irrelevant.
I disagree.
What?
I disagree. That's like saying all acts of infidelity are the same.
No, I'm saying that the important thing is the impact it has upon the couple.
So, for the sake of argument, you think a one-night stand 10 years ago with an old girlfriend who just happened to show up whilst I'm away at a conference is the same thing as trying to run off with your eldest daughter's best friend last week.
That makes it sound sordid. It wasn't.
Pathetic, Clive. That's what it was.
Me and Tilda had a connection.
You are a walking, talking, middle-aged cliché. That's what you are, Clive.
And you are a suffocating control freak.
Oh, and if you were wondering where your leather trousers are, they're back in your wardrobe with the crutch cut out.
You didn't.
Bloody did, and I enjoyed it.
I am leaving you, Vanessa.
No, Clive, I'm leaving you.
Well, I'm leaving first.
I don't think you are.
Well, we shall see. Let's see.
Sit down, Clive.
Goodbye, Vanessa.
Oh, come back here, you little shit, so I can leave you. Clive! Clive!
Well, that was unexpected.
Brian, can I ask you something?
What?
Well, we've had an hour's couples therapy and this situation hasn't been resolved. Are you just going to give up?
Of course not. I don't think we should use those two again.
So, what were you thinking of doing?
Try and patch things up between us?
No, I'm bored of that.
All right, look, there's a new gluten-free vegetarian restaurant in the high street called Take My Pulse. I thought we could go there for my birthday, you know, my treat.
Oh, Libby's been there. She says it's really nice, but quite expensive.
I know, but I've got some two-for-one vouchers from the local paper. If we both stick to tap water, then...
Oh, that's such a nice thought, Brian. You'd do that for me, after what I've put you through.
I don't really have a lot of choice. I can't live without you, Claire.
Well, that's gratifying. Well, OK, you know what? I will come clean, if you're sure it's what you want.
It's not what I want, exactly. I think it's for the best.
Do you remember Dominic Greengage?
Name rings a bell.
From university.
Remind me.
He was tall, he was athletic, he had wavy hair, very, very muscular. The captain of the rowing team had a gigantic...
Hang on, wasn't he the chap you went out with before you hooked up with me?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, you know, it wasn't quite as clear-cut. There was sort of a relationship overlap.
I'm not sure I understand.
I started sleeping with you before I broke it off with him.
I'm not with you.
Well, that's what I meant when I said to Megan that I've committed adultery since knowing you. I didn't cheat on you, Brian. I cheated with you.
Yes! In your face, Dominic Greengage! I am cock of the roost!
No, I've always regretted the way I behaved back then.
Brian Stud Harris, the man who left the rowing captain coxless!
It was... to do. It was totally dishonest. It was completely unfair on poor Dominic.
Oh, don't beat yourself up, baby. You wanted a slice of Brian pie. You just couldn't help yourself.
Don't call me baby, Brian.
Okay.
Less of the faux black accent. It's incredibly racist.
Right, sorry. Oh, this has to be the best birthday present I've ever had.
Hope you've learned your lesson, Brian.
Oh, I have, Claire.
Don't you ever, ever, ever read my private emails again.
I won't. Cross my heart. But I might see if I can find Dominic Greengage on Facebook and tell him.
Your punishment for reading my private emails is to shell out £60 for a couple's counselling session that we didn't need to have.
Bloody hell, I forgot about that. Wouldn't mind, but there are at least 10 minutes left that I'm being swizzed out of.
Oh, Brian, look, he's left his iWatch on the table.
Oh, goodness, so he has.
Happy birthday, Brian.
You've been listening to Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Alex McQueen and Amita Deering. The producer was Alexandra Smith, and it was a BBC Studios production.
Claire's back next week, but you can catch up on any episodes you've missed in the meantime on the BBC website. And Claire in the Community is available to buy on CD and download. Ruth fires a warning shot in The Archers coming up after the news. Before that, though, let's take a look at what's coming up for our comedy tomorrow evening at 6:30.
On BBC Radio 4.
I'm a huge fan of snogging. And yes, a car is a great place to do snogging.
Women talk about life from the perspective of the road.
My first driving instructor said I drove like a serial killer.
Sarah Millican, Dawn French, Jermaine Greer and Olivia Coleman.
That was my granddad's lovely car. And the number plate was YYY, so he called her Delilah.
Victoria Corin Mitchell directs the conversation in Women Talking About Cars. Starting tomorrow evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The former youth football coach, Barry Bunnell, has been charged with 8 offences of sexual assault against a boy under the age of 14 in the 1980s. The charges come after more than 20 former youth players said they were abused by football coaches as children, prompting 6 police forces to launch investigations. Richard Conway reports.
Prosecutors say they received a file of evidence from Cheshire Police in September relating to allegations of historical child sexual abuse against Barry Bunnell. Following a review of that evidence, the Crown Prosecution Service say Mr. Bunnell has been charged with 8 offences against a boy under the age of 14. A court date has been set for December 14th at Cheshire Magistrates. Mr. Bunnell, who was taken to hospital on Friday evening after police were called to what they described as a fear for welfare incident, has now been discharged.
3 days of national mourning have been declared in Brazil after a plane carrying one of the country's top football teams crashed in Colombia. Chapecoense had been on their way to a cup final, the biggest game in their history. The authorities say 6 of the 81 people on board survived. The Investigatory Powers Act, known to its critics as the Snoopers Charter, has become law. It requires communication firms to keep a record of which websites and messaging services people use for 12 months, though not the individual web pages they look at. The Dutch Parliament's lower house has voted to ban the wearing of burkas in public places, such as in government buildings, on public transport, and in schools and hospitals. The prohibition must be approved by the upper house, the Senate, before it comes into force. Thousands of people have signed an online petition demanding the Bank of England stops using animal products in the new £5 notes. Part of the currency contains tallow, made from rendered animal fat, which has angered vegans and vegetarians. BBC News.